Welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Today is not Friday, today is Erev Shabbos, and we're turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. I want to thank our generous series sponsors, Mendy Tzipora Fishman, Oschus V'chai Rivka Bat Tzipora Friedel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, of Yaakov Tzibin David Aryeh. This week is sponsored anonymously in honor of the West Hempstead listeners, and for the Refuah Shleim of Adam Mordechai Ben Yehudis, and by Elise Cohen, in memory of Eleanor Becker, Elka Bela Bas Mordechai Tzvia Cohen, who dedicated her life to Gemilas Chasadim. Thank you to all of our generous sponsors. Great to be back together again. Erev Shabbos was not the same without you. And I want to share with you an amazing insight from Rav Avram Shor Shlita Mori Verabi, who came out with a new Sefer, Nezer HaParsha, Sefer Dvarim. And he connects a beautiful insight of Shabbos into this week's Parsha, Ki Savo. But if you're listening a different week, it's just as relevant to get ready for Shabbos each and every week. When we think of Shabbos, we think about the stress, the worry, the expense, the cost, the work. We got to prepare, we got to shop, we got to cook, we got to set the table, we've got to get ready, we've got to host. Maybe we think about rest, we think about sleeping or resting, maybe we think about singing, or we think about Divrei Torah. But there is a component, there's an emotion, there's an aspect to Shabbos which is core and which is critical, which is fundamental, what Shabbos is all about. And we have to go in with the mindset, with the consciousness, with the attitude and the effort that this is what Shabbos is going to be for us. You see it hinted to in the Ribono Shel Olam on Friday night. There's a beautiful tefillah I took upon myself many years ago. One of my earlier Kabbalahs when I was younger was to say it in between Shalom Aleichem and Eish Haschal, Ribono Shel Olam. It's a Ribono Shel Olam. Hashem, thank you. I prepared, I made the effort, the house is ready, let it be beautiful, daven for our family. It's a beautiful Ribono Shel Olam. And in it, there are words, there are also a song. V'zakeinu l'kabal shabbosos mitoch rov simcha. V'zakeinu l'kabal shabbosos mitoch rov simcha. If you've ever davened at Rav Rimon's shul in Alon Shvut, the whole shul actually sings this. Not Yedid Nefesh, but before Kabbalah Shabbos, they sing V'zakeinu l'kabal shabbosos mitoch rov simcha. May we merit to accept and receive Shabbos mitoch rov simcha, from an attitude of simcha. Let us go into Shabbos not worried, not stressed, not anxious, not angry. Let us go into Shabbos joyful and happy and with a smile and with great energy. You see this in our parsha. In the Tochacha, one of the things the Torah is critical of the Jewish people about is Tachas asher lo avarata es Hashem lokecha besimcha uvetuv levav meirov kol. Why is the Tochacha, why is that harsh punishment visited upon us? Because we failed, we came up short in serving Hashem with joy and with happiness and with a smile. We think happiness is an emotion and we wait to feel it instead of realizing that happiness is a decision and we can choose it. Choose happiness, choose to smile, choose to see what you have, not what's missing, what's good, not what's bad. Choose to see all the bracha in life. Uvetuv levav, with a good heart, meirov kol. The Arizal, and his Akdam L'Shara Mitzvah Sof Shor brings down, explains, what does it mean, meirov kol? Hasimcha has to be in Avodas Hashem more than meirov kol. It has to be everything with all that we've got. Not a counterfeit simcha, not a fake simcha, not a performative simcha, but meirov kol simcha, a real joyful happiness, energy. Shlach HaKadosh writes, mikol mini tanugim shebaolam, that the simcha of Avodas Hashem, the joy that we have in Hashem, that we nourish it and nurture it, that we can make contact with eternity and immortality. The joy that in a world consumed by the physical, we are in touch with our spiritual, and that it is the source of the greatest pleasure we have, and we can know that should bring us simcha. We wrote about in our article this week, the greatest pleasure we have is nothing we buy and no experience we get. It's the pleasure of knowing the nachas ruach we give Hashem. We get pleasure through the nachas that we give, the feedback that we get from people we admire, we love, we look up to, we revere. If we can give nachas to Hashem, there's no greater pleasure in the world. That's meirov kol. That's the highest. Mikol zav upaz rav, avanim tovos umargolios, more than any precious stones, more than any jewels, more than any pearls or diamonds. That pleasure of knowing avodas, the avodas Hashem, meirov kol. It is the greatest pleasure we have. And that's what we daven for. Kavanas rov simcha. We should be Zakeinu l'kabal shabbosos, may we merit going into Shabbos mitoch rov simcha, knowing all week long, wherever we went, whatever we did, whatever we got, whatever we bought, all of it pales in comparison to the simcha, the happiness, the pleasure, the joy that we can get from Shabbos. The rov simcha, that the highest simcha is not during the week, the highest simcha is Shabbos. Sitting around our table, being with friends and family, sharing Divrei Torah, laughing, davening, learning, that Shabbos is the peak and pinnacle of the Simcha. It's the greatest joy. It's what we look forward to. The Pasuk in Parshas Bahalosa says, Uveyom Simchaschem, on the day of your Simcha. And Chazal, the Medrash Sefri, Darshan, Veyom Simchaschem, Elu HaShabbosos. It's a reference to Shabbos. It's a whole discussion we gave a shiur another time. Shabbos we think of as being a din of kavod and oneg, honor and pleasure, but not simcha. And yet, the Chazal understand V'yom Simchaschem as being simcha. Simcha, Yom Simchaschem is Elu HaShabbosos. Elu HaShabbosos. Sfasemis writes, Neshama Yisera is Yisera al Haguf. Greater than any pleasure of the body, the Neshama Yisera, the extra expanded soul we have on Shabbos, gives us is the source of deriving greater pleasure than any pleasure we get during the week. All this is in Nezer HaParsha, the new Sefer of Rav Shor. B'simcha uvetuv levav me Rav Kol is Gematria Shabbos. HaShabbos, the Hey idea, the Shabbos. If we observe the Shabbos properly, B'simcha uvetuv levav me Rav Kol. HaShabbos, the great Shabbos. When we go into Shabbos, Shabbos don't look at what's missing, look at what you have. Shabbos, don't look at who's not there, look at who you're with. Shabbos, reflect on a week that was filled with bracha, not the things that you wish were different. And Shabbos, the joy of being able to escape and immerse ourselves in the Shabbos in a world so chaotic and confused and often corrupt, that we have that gift of Shabbos, that we have the experience of Shabbos. B'simcha uvetuv levav meirov kol gematria ha-Shabbos, the Shabbos. Make this the Shabbos. Make this your Shabbos. Go into the Shabbos as you're about to light candles or you're heading off to shul. No matter how much the stress, no matter how frazzled, no matter how much had to get done, no matter the tension, no matter even the disappointment, make an effort to smile. Come home from shul Friday night and greet those who come home from shul Friday night with the biggest smile. B'simcha, asimcha, zakenu l'kabba Shabbosos mitoch rov simcha. May we merit to accept and to receive and to go into Shabbos with the biggest smiles and the happiness. Come to the Shabbos table. Shalom Aleichem. Chevra, kinderlach, children, guests, whoever. So happy you're here. So happy to be here. So happy and excited. We're going into this 24-hour vacation called Shabbos Simcha. Elu, Elu, v'yom simchaschem, Elu ha-Shabbosos. May we merit v'zakenu taka. May we merit to go into Shabbos with incredible joy, happiness. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy. Wishing you a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos.